Summer camp is a magic place where kids discover who they are because they have the freedom to explore on their own. Y Camp at Horse Thief Reservoir is a sleepaway camp in the heart of Idaho's wilderness. Each summer, campers make friends, build new skills, and learn to love the outdoors through activities like canoeing, archery, zip lining, rock climbing, campfires, and more. Registration for Y Camp at Horse Thief Reservoir is open. Financial assistance is available. Learn more at ycampidaho.org.
Hey, what's up, and welcome to today's episode of Build Your Tribe, where we are going to be talking about the hottest social media app, the thing that you probably haven't been able to get away from for the past week or so, and that is Threads from Instagram. Threads is, as many people have been calling it, Instagram's version of Twitter. It is a text-based social media app that was created, according to Instagram, to facilitate more open conversations and dialogue. It's been widely documented that over the last few years, Twitter has been in a major decline. We've seen declining engagement and user habits, their stock price hasn't been doing so hot, and just overall, the general feelings towards Twitter haven't been so positive over the last few years. There was a brief uptick when Elon Musk took over Twitter. There was hope, but I think a lot of that was just fueled by hype around the name Elon Musk, rather than actual hope from people who were well-versed in social media as to whether or not the app could be or would be saved. And we can now say it's been a few months since Elon took over, and it hasn't been going so great. And there have been multiple reasons for the decline of Twitter, and we don't need to necessarily go into all of them, but some of them include having to pay to reach new followers. That's part of what's called Twitter Blue, which is a subscription service where you can get the verified badge, but also you now have the ability to reach new followers, which means yes, if you are not paying Twitter, you are not going to be organically reaching new followers, which makes it very tough to grow without paying. And then just last week, Elon Musk made a new announcement where if you pay for Twitter Blue and you are a verified subscribed user, you can view a maximum of 6,000 tweets per day. Now, most people are probably not going to reach that number, so that limit doesn't seem very necessary or beneficial in any case for me. But the more important part of that announcement from Elon Musk was that if you are a non-verified user, you can only view 600 tweets per day. And if you are a non-verified new user, which means that you're not paying and you've created your account recently, we believe it's in the recent most 30 days, you can only view 300 tweets per day. Now, I believe people who work for Twitter might argue that this is a way to combat against bots because the likelihood that a scammer who's running a bot profile or hundreds of bot profiles, they're not likely going to be paying for the subscription for every single profile because that would cost a lot of money. So I guess the argument internally at Twitter is probably, hey, this is just something that we're doing to combat against bots, which is one of the biggest complaints that people have with using Twitter is just the overwhelming amount of bots on the platform. But in my opinion, I think this is more of a money grab and something that just doesn't really make a ton of sense if you're considering the users of Twitter and the people who are actually posting on Twitter and engaging with each other. Now you're being limited to how many tweets you can see in a day. And I know those numbers might seem high, but I have friends who have personally already hit that number multiple times. And these are not people who are on their phones all day. So I know that's a personal anecdotal example, but that is to say 600 tweets might seem like a lot, but when you're scrolling through the feed, you could reach that number pretty quickly. So all of that to say, Twitter is not dead, but it's dying. It's been in a decline for the last few years. And so a few months ago, Instagram decided to start working on their own version of Twitter. Instagram, as many of us know, widely documented, copies all of the best features from other platforms. Instagram Stories originated on Snapchat. Instagram Video was actually originally a way to compete with Vine way back in 2014. Of course, Instagram Reels are a copy of TikTok, and now Instagram has come full circle. They've completed the loop, and they have a Twitter competitor with Threads. Before we even start talking about Threads, I want to talk about how Instagram has gone about promoting Threads. And I know I'm saying Instagram, and that's because it's really Instagram that's integrated with Threads. Yes, Instagram is owned by Meta, and yes, Meta also owns Facebook, and oftentimes we use the three interchangeably, but really, I would argue Instagram is more closely tied to Threads than it is even to Facebook. And I think that's part of the reason that Instagram staff, their CEO, Mark Zuckerberg, and pretty much every single official Instagram account that's run by Instagram or that's focused on Instagram, such as the @creators account, they've all been talking about Threads, posting about it, on the day of the launch, they all made posts, stories, and shared within their private broadcast channels about Threads. So all of this to just say, it's a big deal, and it's something that Instagram wants to be a big deal. Also, speaking of that integration that I mentioned a minute ago, when you sign up for Threads, there is a button to basically link your Instagram account to your Threads account. And Instagram CEO Adam Mosseri has recently explained that essentially, you don't have a Threads account and a separate Instagram account. It's just one account that you are going to be able to use on two different platforms. Also, as you're signing up, not only are you able to select the same username on Threads as you have on Instagram, but you're able to sync your bio, copy it directly over from Instagram right into Threads, so you don't have to worry about setting up your profile or typing out a new bio or anything like that. You don't have to set a new profile picture. It'll use the same one from Instagram. And if you are verified on Instagram, whether you were verified the old-fashioned way or if you were verified with Meta Verified, that blue check mark will transfer over to Threads as well, which I thought was a pretty nice and thoughtful addition. But probably the coolest integration of all, and one of the reasons that I think Threads is having such early success, is that right when you join Threads, right after you set up your profile, it asks you if you would like to follow everyone that you follow on Instagram. And what's really cool about this is now you have an instant built-in community. You instantly have content and people to interact with. And of course, this is fun for you as a Threads user because now you have content to consume and people to follow. But let's think about this as a marketer, as a creator, as an entrepreneur. That means that when you join Threads, you're likely already going to have some existing followers because some of your followers joined before you and they pre-followed you before you even joined. And then now there's actually a notification where when you join, if they already follow you on Instagram, they'll get a little notification that, hey, someone you follow just joined Threads. So the ability to grow a following on Threads is very easy, very, very easy, especially if you already have an existing following on Instagram, and especially if you are someone who joins Threads relatively early. Myself personally, at the time of recording this, we are less than 24 hours after the launch of Threads. And I already have more than 50,000 followers on Threads, which is crazy because essentially what's happening is my followers from Instagram, which I'm now at about 650,000, they are joining Threads and just automatically following me. And so it's really cool to see not only is that follower count quickly rising, like going up super fast, but the engagement is super high as well. Now, of course, this is my personal experience with Threads. Not everyone is experiencing super high following and super high engagement rates. But if you do have an existing following on Instagram, even if it's not hundreds of thousands of followers, even if it's just a few thousand followers on Instagram, that's likely going to translate very well to Threads. Now, let's talk about the other way that translates. It's back down that pipeline. Threads followers are translating to Instagram. In fact, we've already seen that people are growing their following on Instagram because people are choosing to follow you on Threads. Now, I do want to make it clear that even though, as I said earlier, it is one single account, it is two different bases of followers. So if someone follows you on Threads, your Instagram following count does not go up by one. They actually have to follow you on both platforms because it's different content, ultimately. They're consuming text-based content on Threads and, you know, the normal Instagram content on Instagram. And I think it's wise, it makes sense that Instagram and Threads, even though they are very co-connected and intermingled together, you do have to follow the person on both platforms. But all of that to say, if someone discovers you on Instagram, they're a lot more likely to follow you on Threads, and vice versa. If someone discovers you through Threads, then they're a lot more likely to follow you on Instagram. Some of my other initial reactions to this app is that it's very fun, it's very engaging, and a huge part of that right now is that there's a lot of buzz and excitement. So it's the fresh, it's the shiny object syndrome, right? It's the thing that's gonna grab our attention. But even more than that, because it's so fresh, because it's so new, there's not a lot of arguments happening there. There's not a lot of political content. There's not any that I've seen spammers or robots or the cryptocurrency crew who is just trying to sell you the latest scam. That kind of content, at least as far as I've seen, isn't really existing on Threads. Really, at least in this initial launch phase, in these first few days of Threads, the primary content that I'm seeing is, I would call it a thought dump or a public journal or people just kind of sharing what's coming to mind, what they're thinking about, what they're doing. It's very raw and authentic and not very curated, not very edited. And so maybe you could take that as a recommendation for yourself is when you're thinking about what should I post on Threads, stop thinking about it. Stop thinking about what kind of content should I be sharing and instead just share what you're thinking about. Share your thoughts, your views, your opinions, raw, unfiltered, typos and all. start posting on Threads rather than trying to curate an image. I've really been enjoying this app so far as I've been using it. It feels like, some people have said, like a group chat, like a big group chat with everyone you follow, all just kind of talking about Threads, talking about different things that are going on. It seems like most of the conversations on Threads are currently revolving around Threads and everyone who's signing up for it and using it and making new memes about Threads. I'm sure that will change over time once the novelty wears off, but right now it's super fun. Instagram is a beast. There is no lie that every single week the algorithm changes, there's a million new features, there's so much to keep track of, so much you have to worry about, and all you're trying to do is grow your business, trying to get more customers and make more sales on Instagram. That is why we created the Insta Club Hub, to help you learn exactly what you need to know to stay up to date with the changes that are actually relevant to you as a business owner, and to help you grow your following and customer base on Instagram. You can check it out, best part, for only $7. You can join a two-week trial for only $7. That's 50 cents per day for 2 weeks. And all you have to do to grab that trial offer is go to instaclubhub.com/trial. Again, that link will be down in the description. But right now, while you're listening, you can just open up your Safari browser or whatever internet browser you use and just go to instaclubhub.com/trial. I'm sure that will change over time once the novelty wears off, but right now it's super fun. Now let's talk about the first question that everyone has, which is, should I be joining Threads? Do I have to join Threads? And of course, the answer is no. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to join Threads. I think that there are kind of two camps of people, two categories generally that you're going to fall into. Camp number one, group of people number one, is the group of people who's already feeling overwhelmed, burnt out, frustrated with social media, or even specifically with Instagram. You're struggling to grow, you're struggling to keep up, you have so many balls that you're already juggling, so many plates that you're already spinning. And if that's you, then ignore Threads. You're gonna feel the FOMO, you're gonna feel like you're missing out on a great party, and you might be, but that's okay. That's okay. You don't need to be on Threads. You don't have to be there by any means. I would argue that it's much more important to focus on your existing platforms, your existing communities, the followers you already have, and improving your content over there, maybe even building your email list rather than hopping onto this new platform. I can guarantee if you haven't grown on any other social network, Threads is not going to be the magic solution to all of your problems. It's not going to be the platform where you finally find wild success. And of course, there's going to be that 1% of people who do, but generally speaking, for most of us, that's not going to be the case. Now, that second group of people is the group of people who maybe you're juggling a lot of balls, but at least you feel like you have the time or the energy to add one more thing to the plate. Or maybe you're just so curious that you have to check out Threads. And if that's the case, then totally fine. By all means, check it out, join and sign up. And that's really the recommendation I would make for anyone, whether you're in camp number one or camp number two, is at least download the app and at least reserve your username. Like, just do the bare minimum. It'll take a few minutes, sign up, set up your profile, and that's all you need to do. And then you can forget about it if you're in group number one. If you're in group number two and you're actually going to be using it, I have a few initial thoughts on what I predict is going to be how you grow on Threads. Now, of course, the app is brand new. Like I said earlier, it's only been around for about 24 hours at the time I'm recording this. So there are no studies that have been done yet. There is no large pools of data to look at. There aren't any real, you know, user behavior habits that we've been able to do deep analytic tests on. But what I can tell you is that there are some general truths of social media that are constant, whether you're on Instagram, Facebook, Reels, TikTok, whatever, even Threads. And so these things are likely to be true over there. But before I share those with you, I want to also be clear that you don't have to grow on Threads. You can be in group number two, which is the group that's going to be using Threads, and you can use it just for fun, just for social, just for connecting with people. You could also use it like your Instagram stories. So maybe you're not going to try to grow on Threads, but you're going to try to go deeper on Threads. You're going to try to allow your audience to build more of a connection with you, build more of that relationship and community on Threads. And I think that's a great use case. Not every social media is going to be primarily for growing. Maybe you're going to focus on growing your Instagram, but going deep on Threads. So you're going to reach new followers on Instagram with your Reels and your feed posts, and you're going to use your Instagram stories and your Threads to really build those relationships and let people see more of a raw, unfiltered version of yourself. And if that's the case, if that's how you plan on using Threads, then I would recommend just posting about whatever you're into. all of your interests and passions and hobbies, start conversations, create curiosity, share opinions, talk about every different topic you're into, just like you would on your Instagram stories. And that can be a great way to really build that connection or community over on Threads. Now, if you're a part of group number two, which is the group that's going to be using Threads, and you want to grow on Threads, you want to use Threads to either grow a new following or grow a following that's then going to translate to Instagram, then there are a few things that, again, I can tell you are generally true across most social media platforms, and they're likely going to be true on Threads as well. And first and foremost, you're not going to like it. You're not going to like hearing this. You're going to hate me for what I'm about to say. Stick to a niche. And the reason I say that is because that's how you become known. That's how people decide to follow you. People don't follow people who just post about every random thing. Unless you're just like that interesting, unless you're just that fascinating, unless you have that crazy cool of a life, unless you're like a Kardashian and you can just do whatever you want and people are into it, well, then you're probably going to want to become known for one thing. Now, you can become known for that one thing and then branch off into other topics once you've built your audience, just like my mom, Chalene Johnson, has. But what I will tell you is that generally speaking, on pretty much every social media, podcasting included, YouTube, Reels, TikTok, Instagram, and now Threads, if you want to grow, the fastest and easiest path to growth is by niching down. Now, what do I mean by niching down? I mean getting really clear about two things. Number one, what is the topic you're going to be posting about? What's that content? What's the focus of your post? And then number two, what demographic of people is the primary intended audience? Once you have that niche, I would still recommend doing this kind of thought dumping or this public journaling that I talked about earlier, where you're sharing very off the cuff, in the moment, what's just whatever's floating in through your brain, whatever you're thinking about, whatever's popular. But just make sure you filter it through the lens of, okay, well, it still needs to be niche related. Like over the last 24 hours, I've had plenty of random thoughts that aren't niche related. I've thought about my coffee, I've thought about my dogs, I've thought about a bajillion things in the last 24 hours, but I've only posted on Threads about the random thoughts, the random opinions, the projections, the questions that pertain to my niche. And why would I recommend that? Well, because that's real, that's authentic, that's genuine. There's only one filter being placed between your thoughts and what you type on Threads, and that is the actual niche that you're going to be posting about. And again, this is only for the group of people who really wants to use Threads as a growth tool. Over time, and I would estimate probably pretty soon, we're going to start to see a lot more curated content on Threads. It's inevitable. And I hope that we can push back on that, or at least push it off for as long as we can, because like I said, I'm really enjoying how raw and authentic this app is. But what I've already seen started to happen, and what I am going to recommend to you, because it is going to be a way to create great content for Threads, is to repurpose some of your best content from other platforms. Now, I hate that I'm even saying this right now, because I wish this wasn't the case. I wish Threads could exist in a time and space where it only existed for these genuine conversations and these connections and this dialogue. But ultimately, we live in a capitalist society and we are in the attention economy. And there's no better place where all the attention is right now than on Threads. So it's only a matter of time. It's not a question of if, but a question of when will promoters and marketers like myself, people who are trying to sell things and run advertisements, when will that group start using Threads in that way? They're already on Threads, myself included. We're already there. But when are we going to start using it to sell? And it's inevitable. That's just where things are going to go. And of course, if we're going to be selling and promoting things, well, then we're also going to want to be reaching new audiences and growing and putting out great content. And so one of the most reliable, tried and true ways to create great content is to not create at all, but rather to rely on things you've posted in the past. So you could take your best tweets, your best Facebook posts, you could take your best text posts from Instagram, your best captions from Instagram, and repurpose those onto Threads. Now, again, this is not going to be the most authentic or genuine strategy because you're adding extra layers of filters before the post. It's not just whatever you're thinking, it's what you think would do best based off what has done best in the past. And I think that's inevitable. I think that's where we're headed. So I think it would be silly for me to ignore that and to not share that tip with you. If you're someone who you're like, I just got on Threads, I know I want to grow because I want to use this for my business. I want to help grow my small mom and pop boutique with Threads, but I don't really know what to post. I'm having like creative blocks and I don't know what to share stream of conscious wise. Well, then maybe it's helpful for you to go back to some of your old tweets if you're on Twitter, or go back to some of your great captions from Instagram or your great text posts from Instagram and repurpose those onto Threads. Ultimately, though, and like I've said time and time again, the best kind of threads, the ones that will do the best, perform the best, create the most engagement, and get the most views and likes, are the threads that are genuine, that are real, and that create conversations, because that's what threads is all about. It's about creating conversations, about having this dialogue, a back and forth. So some of the best ways to do that is to first off, just ask genuine questions, not questions that you know the answer to, not questions that are going to lead to a sale or that are going to serve you, but rather just open-ended, curious questions, maybe questions about controversial topics or something that's kind of in the news and has two sides to it. And then, of course, one step further is not just asking those questions, but actually having conversations with people, chatting back and forth, replying to people, quote-threading people, which is where you can kind of reply to them more publicly so that other people can then chime in even further. I will say there is no DM option in Threads currently, and I don't think there will be anytime soon, at least according to Instagram CEO Adam Mosseri. He said that we already have enough inboxes on our phone, so we, as an Instagram, decided to not add another DM inbox onto Threads. They're just keeping the Instagram DM inbox as of now. I could see them doing like a shared inbox in the future where your DMs on Instagram also show up on Threads. I could also see them just adding DMs to Threads, even though that's what they said they're not going to do. Well, at least as of right now, what I can tell you is that there is no DMs on Threads. But there is pretty much everything else, and I might not have mentioned this, and it's important to note, I should have said this earlier, on Threads, while it is primarily text-based like Twitter, you can also share other forms of media like photos, videos, and links. But with all of this being said, I would love to hear from you. Are you on Threads? Are you going to be joining Threads? Are you following me on Threads? Of course, I'm Brock11Johnson on Threads, just like I am everywhere else. But let me know what your initial thoughts are, what your reactions are, and let me know if this episode was helpful for kind of explaining and understanding this brand new platform. I can tell you, even though I'm hesitant to make bold predictions right now, I'm hesitant to make any predictions right now because we are so early, I do think Threads is going to have more sticking power than some recent other apps like Lemonade or Clapper or Be Real or even Clubhouse, if you remember that from a few years ago. I think Threads is going to be a little bit more popular because of its integration with Instagram, because of its positioning as a alternative to Twitter, which we really don't have very many other alternatives to Twitter. I don't think Twitter is going to die. I don't think that Threads is going to kill Twitter, but I do think it's definitely going to provide a lot of people who never joined Twitter or got on Twitter but then weren't really into it, a new alternative and a way to create text-based content that they wouldn't otherwise be sharing. So I'm excited about this platform. I do think it's going to stick around at least for the next few months, if not the next few years, if not actually becoming a regular social media app that we just all use like we do Instagram and Facebook and YouTube and TikTok. But I'd love to hear from you. If you're listening to this podcast, the best place for us to all have conversations is over on YouTube. Or this might be fun. Send me a thread. Send me a thread by typing in at Brock11Johnson and then telling me your thoughts on today's episode. I would love to hear from you over there. I think that'd be a really fun way to connect this podcast about Threads to the actual app of Threads. But as always, I don't want you to feel overwhelmed. I want you to walk away from this episode with some practical knowledge, a sense of peace, a better sense of understanding. And I thank you so much for being here today. And as always, happy networking.